apple-a-day.com.
You sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, doctor. I got a question.
Hello, Bruce. Are you with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Sure can, Bruce. How can I help?
Okay. My doctor had I was real low on my testosterone, and my doctor had me on Androderm.
Okay.
The patch, 4 milligrams per day. Now, they changed it and put me on Androgel.
Sure.
And I was kind of liking to know the difference.
Well, the Androgel has been around for quite some time. And do you know the milligram difference between the two? Did they tell you that?
It says on the bottom, I didn't use it yet. It says testosterone gel 1.62%, 20.25 milligrams of testosterone per pump.
Well, is your question more about the difference between the two, or is it should you be taking it or not? Or, I mean, because there's a lot of variables. I mean, to just take testosterone gel because you have low testosterone numbers is just, you know, not going against what your doctor said to do, but there's a lot of variables there. I mean, what is your age by chance? What is that?
About 63.
Okay, so you started having a lot of low energy levels and kind of brain fog. And losing muscle mass and that sort of thing, is that what made you go in? Or is it more...
I would say...
erectile dysfunction, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that all can go hand in hand, but, I mean, you've got to look at several factors. I mean, low testosterone can be a result of... It can be dopamine levels in the brain, which can be low. It could be you're not getting enough fatty acids. You could not be exercising enough with cardiovascular training as well as weight training. There's a lot of different factors. If you got a lot of stress in your life, it can drive testosterone levels down. So emotional stress, physical stress, money stress, all of these sorts of issues can be a driving force for that. So did you get into all that with your doctor, or did you go in, just do the numbers, and he wrote the script and out the door? Did you guys even discuss any of those lifestyle factors?
I went through basically all of those. I go through the VA, so I had plenty of time to see my doctors.
Okay. So did you make any adjustments in all of your lifestyle factors first, or did you start taking the prescription immediately?
I started taking the prescription after he, gave it to me, and we talked about it, and I had the blood test, and he told me, he said, your testosterone is very low. And, I knew I was having problems. I could feel myself changing, like, a little bit.
Sure.
So that's when I had the blood work. And then from there, I got on the Androderm. And I've been doing good.
You notice the difference?
Getting more exercise.
Good.
Getting rid of a lot of the, I'm a sweet person, so I had to get rid of, I had to drop that, because he says I'll be a diabetic before long, if I keep the way I'm going. So I dropped.
Yeah, if you didn't make the changes. So
yeah.
So you made some dietary changes, you started exercising more, and has your overall outlook changed as well? I mean, do you feel a little bit better overall mentally?
I had a divorce, and that kind of threw me. And I do have PTSD pretty bad.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, that coupled with a divorce would put anybody in a tough spot. But, you know, the good thing is that you can make, you know, you can change all that. I mean, you're in control of how your days go, or you can let the days control you. You know, it's up to you. So, I mean, with the gel, that's fine, but your lifestyle choices are going to make a bigger difference in your outcome and how you feel. So it's kind of like a supplement. You know, you take a multivitamin to make up for what you're not getting in your foods. And that's kind of what, when you do any kind of hormone replacement therapy, like the gel or the patch or whatever, when you take those, you know, it's just kind of adding in what you've been missing. But if you don't get the core parts of that, like your eating habits, your exercise and all, if that doesn't change and build new relationships with others, friendships and really create that kind of network, that's where it all can really begin to change. And you know, you're in control of that, which is great. Because if you weren't, it'd be a tough deal. So, you know, make sure to keep your healthy fats up. That's really important. A lot of studies have been done with your healthy fats. What I mean by that are, you know, things like almonds and avocados and all your different nuts. Your cooking oils like coconut oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil. Which, you know, the olive oil is great for cooking. Just do it at a very low heat. You can't do it at a very high heat. But all of those are very, very good at building and helping the body make the right amounts of hormone. And when your fat levels get low, people get on a low fat diet, their hormone levels begin to plummet. And there's some great, great supplements out there too you can look into. Your fish oils are really good. Zinc is really important as well. I talk about these in my book too. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great things you can do to keep your testosterone levels at a healthy level. And it's important. I mean, no different than when a woman goes through menopause and their hormones begin to change and estrogen begins to drop and all those sorts of things. You know, they feel it. You know, they can definitely feel the difference. So with you, I just would talk to your doctor about working on things naturally. So you don't jump right to the gel, because once you start, just to give you a little heads up, once you start on any kind of replacement therapy, typically you have to stay on it, because the body gets to a place where we call it negative feedback, but it gets to a point where, you know, it, once you start giving the hormone, whether it's in a pellet or a gel or a patch, whatever it is, once you start doing that, it backs off making its own even more. And so it kind of gets used to you giving it what it needs rather than it having to work hard for what it really needs. And that's where you can see some changes. So just be a little cautious with it. But glad you're doing well. The gel typically has a better absorption rate. That's why a lot of docs go to it. That you can also ask for a sublingual tablet. A lot of the pharmacies that compound these and make their own, kind of a natural bioidentical compounding pharmacies, they make a sublingual that dissolves. And the only thing about the gel and the patch is when it goes through the skin and it gets into the fat cells, the one challenge with that is it can build up and accumulate the milligrams. So let's say, for example, it doesn't spread completely into the bloodstream and you're taking it every day at a certain time. You rub the gel on. It can build up, not so much to a toxic level, but where you can't control the exact milligram release into the bloodstream. And so a lot of doctors have gone to a sublingual tablet. The delivery process into the bloodstream and the way it works is a lot easier on the liver, and it also does not tend to build up. It goes in, it's smooth, it releases, and then you're ready for your next dose the next day. So you might want to ask your doctor about that if you decide to continue. They can write it, and then one of the compounding pharmacies typically can make it for you. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, October 24th, 2012. Gold opened at $1,709.43. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,759.30 for a 1 ounce, $880 for a half ounce, and $440 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,759.30, $880, and $440.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check out the website if you need more information about all the things we're talking about. Good nutrition information, also just things about healthy lifestyle. You want to figure out how to go to the next level with your health and your life, you can always check us out there. You know, when you raise your kids, there's certain ways to do it, I guess, and certain ways to not do it. I guess you don't figure that out, really, or most of us don't anyway, until later. You read your books and you watch your parents and grandparents, and you feel like you're doing the best you can. But I was reading some things the other day. It was really interesting on how to take your kids from growing up being rude to actually being responsible and really to foster more of a we thinking than a me thinking. And I think we've got a lot of kids today that are all about me and not so much about we, and how to do more of an inclusive type personality. So here's some little tips that I thought were really interesting. For ages 5 and under, if you want to foster more of a we mentality instead of a me mentality, get them to help with household chores, including kitchen tasks and tidying up their room, and choose activities that they like and politely ask that they do them. Always say thank you and be responsible for acknowledging gifts. Always share toys and donate the old ones. So you don't hoard things. You always use them for a period of time and learn to give them away. Ages 5 to 11, these are kind of interesting. Have responsibility with supervision for younger siblings' care. Have them look after a pet or two. Learn common sense use of potential hazards like pocket knives or push scooters. And they said decide what to wear to school on their own instead of you always picking out everything for them. So also getting ready to sports activities with special interest is good. Walk into school where it's appropriate and safe. Of course, it's always a good thing to do, too. Ages 12 to 18, it's kind of interesting. Obtain a certification for lifeguards or junior coaches so they can start to have some kind of sense of responsibility for earning some position in life to be able to serve others. Volunteer or seek some form of volunteer work. Learn how to use power tools and lawnmowers. Kind of cool. I did that when I was around that age. And, of course, accept responsibility for clothing choices and contribute money toward purchases. That's actually a really good thing, whether it's, you know, they get their money from chores or from however you set up a money system for them to earn money is a really, really good thing to teach at an early age. You can also plan events at school, such as a dance or preparation for graduation. Get them involved in something that maybe doesn't involve them making any money, but it contributes to a group setting of events that they'll be a part of. So they'll understand what it takes, not only the work involved to make something happen like that, where they can really appreciate a dance or some kind of function, but also to be a part of it, to learn leadership skills and to serve, kind of that servant leadership mentality where they can work with others. And that does so much to develop young people into that we mentality that they're talking about. And finally, they said, which is really good, participate in religious or spiritual ceremonies that mark their transition in adulthood. You know, there are many different denominations and also different religions that handle this in a different way. But to have them be a part of it and celebrate them going into their young adulthood lives and making that rite of passage and transition is really good, because not only does it give them a sense of accomplishment through their life and different phases of life, but it really does set the stage for their next set of years, and also that their parents thought it was a big enough deal. And the more attention that you spend, or time and attention, I guess, that you spend with them, making a big deal out of, you know, their training years, where you do spend the time and you actually really dig in through discipline and you know, concerted effort to make sure that they really go to the next level and they learn how to be responsible. They learn how to love and care for others and not think so much of themselves first as they think of others. When you do that, it really does pay off. It does. And kids, they do what we do. You know, they don't do so much what we say. So the actions really do make a difference, but you can't disregard your words. Now, I'll tell you this, for the mental health of kids in raising them, being encouraging is important. Acknowledging them is important. Laughing at their jokes and listening to their stories and listening to their day and not blowing them off is very, very important to make them feel special. And that doesn't really foster so much of a me mentality, because when you blow your kids off and when you don't listen to them and when you don't create value in them and you don't think that they have value, when that happens and you do that on a regular basis, that's what causes kids and young people to really go out and act out, to, you know, get into relationships they probably shouldn't be into, to do things they probably shouldn't, to seek attention of others, whether it's a male or female, to really go down a road that you never wanted them to go. And you look up one day and you think, you're scratching your head and you're thinking, well, how is this happening? I mean, how did that happen? How did my kid get in trouble? Or how did my daughter get pregnant? Or, you know, how did this happen? Well, you got to look at yourself, because we like to point the finger and we like to say, well, the school is like this, or the society is like this, or too much television. But at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, look at the home situation and the home life and the stage that was set from day one. And how did that affect them? Because you've got to really look at that. And the mental health is so important. We like to talk so much about our physical health here, but our mental health does affect our physical health in so many different ways. And the sad thing is that when all of this doesn't really take place at an early age, there are people in their 50s and 60s still struggling with the same issues that they did not get in their early days as children. And it's still affecting them. And the sad thing is, when these needs are not met and they don't learn proper ways to adapt in life and to be a part of society in a very healthy way, they develop unhealthy behavior. And that carries with them throughout life. They make, you know, poor decisions within relationships, and they really get into a place where the poor decisions, I guess, and the stressors in life begin to negatively affect their health. And that's where you start seeing symptoms later on, whether it be, you know, a certain illness that somebody goes through, inflammatory conditions, whatever it might be. Many times mental issues will find root in physical conditions in the body. That's been proven in mind-body medicines. It's very interesting. We'll get more calls when we come back in just a moment. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our email for the day, or question for the day, rather, brought to you by GeneMe. GeneMe, if you haven't checked them out yet, you need to. Go to their website. Go to getgeneme.me. Great new research has been out about genetics and nutrition. And what they're doing now, they have a genetic assessment test. It's really, really easy to do. It's very simple. They send you a little kit. You swab the inside of your cheek, and then you send it back off in an envelope, and you can find out exactly what your body needs based nutrition. I mean, so every little deficiency that you have genetically, your own blueprint for your body. You know, blood work shows us what's going on in the moment or what's going on over the last month. It's a snapshot. But the genetic assessment testing will actually show you what you're made of, and powerful, powerful stuff. And so you might want to check them out at getgeneme.me. I think they're cutting edge with what they're out doing at this point. Pretty exciting. So we got Luke in Birmingham. He said, I've been diagnosed with an upper respiratory infection. My doctor has me on a series of antibiotics. Should I be taking probiotics too? That's a great question. And I think kind of the norm now in medicine, docs are typically putting folks on probiotics along with the antibiotic therapy. So I'm not, you know, a lot of, some of the guys and gals that talk about natural things within healthcare are against antibiotics. I definitely am not. And I think they're very important. We do need them. And, you know, when you have an infection like that, they go in, they tackle it, they get rid of it, and you can move on. Because the bacteria can really get in and do some damage. So it is good to have some guns there that you can use if you need to. But I do think probiotics, and most doctors now have accepted it as part of their standard of care, where they will give you the probiotics, which means the good bacteria, because the antibiotics go in and they wipe out everything. But the probiotics are very good, from what I've been told, to take along with antibiotic therapy. I completely agree with it, and they've done studies with it and all that sort of thing, and everything comes out great. So good outcomes, and it makes sense. I mean, you're keeping the good bacteria healthy. So, and just think, everybody says, well, I can just eat my, you know, Activia yogurt, and I'll be okay. Those little bitty 4-ounce cups, and they have one a day. It would take a big salad bowl, just so you know that the difference. This is really important. One big salad bowl, just picture that, full of yogurt equals one capsule that has about 2 billion organisms, the little bacteria organisms in it. So, I mean, you have to eat so much of the fermented foods to get the amount of probiotics you can get in the supplement form. And I think that the supplement form typically is just a great way to go. And you can go to the health food stores and find that. And it's, I mean, they're pretty much everywhere now. But minimum 2 billion per capsule. You know, they make them all the way up to 100 billion microorganisms per capsule. But 2 billion is the minimum for sure. And you don't want to go super crazy with it, but you want to have a good, steady amount. That's what they've been shown to be helpful. Now, if you're finishing up antibiotic therapy, you can go higher on it from what doctors are typically saying right now. But again, you can check with them. If whoever put you on it, if they didn't put you on it, it's good to call the office. Talk to the nurse, talk to the PA or the nurse practitioner or whomever, and see if they won't, you know, recommend that or whatever for you. But it is a good train of thought. It does work, and it does help balance out the bacteria so things don't get out of whack any more than they are with you having an infection. Because remember, your immune system is down for the most part. That's why you got sick in the first place. So you might want to look at your stress levels, and yeah, you may just be busy. You have a lot going on. It's okay, too. But just make sure that you get all that managed. But I would definitely give them a call. Smart move. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Or you can go to the website. Check us out online. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi, darling. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I have had an operation on my knee. I had a lateral meniscus tear,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to have been repaired. Actually, I think I feel worse now than I did before the operation.
Uh-oh.
But I'm getting better. I've talked to several people that told me they had the same type operation. In fact, this one person told me that he had the same thing. And talking to him, it was like he was just reading my symptoms. He had the same thing. And I said, what happened? He said, well, it took me exactly 6 months before... He said, I woke up one day, and it was just gone. I got out of bed, no more pain. It was just over. It has been almost 6 months for me, and I'm beginning to feel, you know, that it's healing or whatever, you know, sure. You would want to say. But what I want to ask you is, do you think, do you know of anything that I could do to try to help promote this, you know, healing process in my leg?
Well, the healing process in your leg, there are several things. One is movement, like exercise, whether it's riding a bike or swimming. Did they have you doing therapy like that? Did you have anyone working with you at that level, like PT?
I saw that. I had about a month of physical therapy after the surgery.
And they said you were good at that point? Did they just say you were good? They released you after a month?
Well, he said that was all the therapy I needed at that time, and I felt like I needed more in a way. But
yeah.
I just kept doing it. You know, I'm doing it myself. I just keep moving and exercising best, you know, as I can, and it is beginning to feel better. I don't limp around as much. And I'm not using a cane. and the pains are not excruciating anymore, not like it was, and I can just feel quite a difference now. And I'm just wondering, is there anything else I could do? You know, they always say you need a knee replacement, or perhaps you might need one. This was my, you know, that's what they told me. Perhaps I needed that. But you know, he said, this is left up to, I think that some people decide, you know, I can't take any more of this and just let them go on and operate. Well, the man that was talking to me, that's what they told him. He needed one, but he's completely healed. I mean, he's well. He kept walking. He kept doing it. He said, the doctor said, well, you just need to stay off of it and this and that. He said, but I didn't do that. He said, I kept moving. And he's well. I would have never thought, you know, he'd had such an operation. So I'm kind of hoping that this is what's happening to me.
Yeah, it could be. And your nutrition will play a big role, too, in the healing process. Vitamin C has been known to be real helpful, too. But you want to get everything you can out of your foods, for the most part. Your fish oils are good, too. So things like cod liver oil, krill oil, salmon oil, those are all great to look at as far as aiding in the healing process. There's a low-level cold laser that can help the tissue heal, reduce scar tissue, and increase mobility and decrease on the pain. So that's one thing that you might want to look into as well. Some of the physical therapists have that. Chiropractic physicians have that in their offices. And, you know, so that could be a therapy that you could look at for the long term that could be helpful in the recovery process. But nutrition, from what I've seen, for the most part, plays a big role. Because remember, what you put in your body becomes your body. You know, that's what it takes, the raw materials out of your foods, to actually rebuild cells and help heal the body, as you say. And I think that's definitely something to look into. But your nutrition has to be great. And lowering inflammation from the foods you eat, cutting out breads and pastas and a lot of the flour-based foods and the dairy products, that can be helpful. Now, vitamin D is a big one, is a big healer as well, making sure you have plenty of vitamin D, especially when it comes with the joints. Did they check your vitamin D by chance when you went through this whole process just to see where it was?
Remember anyone doing that? I really don't. They just went in there and they just whacked my knee open. No, they did not. They did the scope. I had a scope done.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, that can, as far as the joints healing, vitamin D has a lot of good studies on it in it helping that process, and especially keeping them from breaking down in the future. It can as well. So, I mean, that's something that you might want to take a peek at. But are you exercising now? I know you said you're kind of doing things on your own.
Yeah, joint juice is what, you know, they said, well, take that. It's vitamin D. It has that, what is it, glucosamine and...
The glucosamine.
Glucosamine,
right.
Yeah, and... I can't pronounce that word. Jordan, so whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But I had started taking that, and that's when I really started feeling, getting a lot of relief from that, too. So I don't know if that's really helped. They said about 4 weeks of that for it to kick in, and then it would start helping. So it seems to be helping, so I don't know.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Those products are good. Remember, they're just supplements, and they're supposed to be an adjunct or to supplement an already really good diet and lifestyle. So make sure you've got a good anti-inflammatory diet type situation going on from your eating habits. And that's a good starting point. Any kind of supplement that has a glucosamine, MSM, vitamin D, and some of those, you know, boron. Boron's really good. Manganese is good, too, for the connective tissues. All of those are great. But your diet has to come first, and mobility is important, too. So the range of motion that you keep, and riding a bike is really good for the knee because it's not weight-bearing, and also swimming can be really good, too. But some of the weight-bearing exercises are important as well. So whatever you can do to tolerance, I'm sure I would probably get in touch with maybe the physical therapist that you work with and have them come out with a long-term plan that you can do on your own so you don't have to be with them there at the clinic so much. But, yeah, I mean, all those factors can help, especially in recovery from a meniscus surgery like you had, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web wherever your needs are, great or small. We're there to help. And also, you can send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Answer it in private if you need me to do that as well. Don't forget our wellness providers are in your area, and we can help you find the one that you need. So just check us out on the web on that as well. Elizabeth, you're next with us. How can I help, darling?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have migraines, and I've had them since I was a teenager, and I'm 38 now.
Okay.
I'm helped by Topamax. I've taken Topamax for several years, but since I've taken the Topamax, I've noticed I have joint pain. And I don't know if there's a correlation there, but I do have a sedentary-type lifestyle. So I just wonder if there's, if you know, is there a correlation with Topamax and joint pain? Or
I think it is one of the side effects, so that's not uncommon. But when you say a sedentary lifestyle, meaning – and you sit, do you sit around a lot during the day, or do you work sitting
well,
all day?
My,
or
my, I'm a professionally, I type medical records, so I sit most of the time. But I'm not overweight.
Okay.
I'm healthy otherwise.
I got it. And did the migraines start recently when you started that job, or has it been something you kind of dealt with most of your life?
I've had them since I was a teenager. So.
So you didn't have them since you were a teen, like at this intensity.
Yeah. Yes, they've been.
Oh, okay.
They're really bad.
I got it. So Topamax, through everything, I guess the doctors have tried all different ones, and that's been the only one that gave you any relief.
Imitrex helped. I used Imitrex injections for a while, but I had a reaction to Imitrex, so I didn't use that. But Imitrex did help.
Does anything trigger them? When you get under a lot of stress or certain your cycle during the month, does that trigger them at all?
You know, I've noticed that certain foods will trigger them. For example, a lot of coffee seems to make it worse, and so I avoid that. And certain cheese will make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
I stay away from those things, and I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. If I'm around cigarette smoke, that can trigger a migraine, or if I'm getting a migraine, that certainly makes it worse. So I've learned to avoid, you know, the triggers. If I don't have enough sleep, that makes it worse. I've learned those things, but the joint pain is really uncomfortable, and it's specifically in my hip. My doctor did give me 2 weeks worth of vitamin D because he said my vitamin D was low.
Do you sit all day? I mean, are you at an office or do you work from home?
I work from home.
Okay, so you have the own flexibility. You could switch up your desk and where you sit and type any way you want to, right?
I do.
You
yes.
Follow that.
Yes.
All right. One thing I would definitely do. Yeah, two things. One is, how many days a week are you exercising?
I try to walk every day.
Okay. And is that, when you say try to walk, does that mean you end up doing it 2 days a week? Or does that mean you're doing it 5 to 6 days a week?
No, I would say maybe 3 days a week, 10-minute intervals, something like that.
Okay. I would consider making it a goal. For you don't have any joint pain. I mean, you don't have any knee problems or anything like that, right? That would hold you
no,
out.
No, I.
Okay.
No.
All right, because the walking, here's one. What we know for sure is that sitting for more than 6 hours a day, 6 hours a day or more, will decrease your lifespan by almost 10 years. It will also, it's the same as smoking almost a pack and a half of cigarettes a day.
Ooh.
Really?
That's not good.
That's not good. So you got to think about, okay, driving, sitting at work, in front of the computer, how often do you do that? You know, I mean, everybody does, right? Most people work desk jobs and all that. So you pump your lymphatic system when you walk, and that's our own natural detoxification method within the body. So one thing that could help is to make a goal to exercise 30 minutes a day, at least 5 days a week. Shoot for six, but that five, think about this. Instead of 10 minutes, go for 30, and also think about the pace of if you're late for a flight, which I am a lot. So if you're at that kind of pace, you're really at a brisk walk, which is really good for the cardiovascular system. Another thing you can do is set up a desk, like a bar top desk, in your house with your computer on it. So that way you have to stand to type and do the majority of your work standing up. So think about nurses and doctors. A lot of the little stations, well, it depends on the hospital and whatnot, but a lot of the stations sometimes are kind of set up in the hallway and they can go and they can make their notes and keep going room to room. Sometimes they sit though. They have the little stations where you can sit down, but you know, that's a real good thing to do. And even have like a little stool you can lean on if you start getting tired, your low back hurts. But for the majority, you can stand. It's a great way to do it. A great thought anyway. But those kind of things can help. Now, with the migraines, you might want to consider, have you done chiropractic care at all or an osteopath? Have you done any of that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Have you tried chiropractic care yet?
No, I haven't tried any of that.
Yeah, I really would look into it only because chiropractic care from a structural perspective, you know, you've kind of done the chemical side with the medicine, really can help quite a bit. And depending on what the root cause of it is, it's been going on for a long time, but if you've never tried that approach, many times you can get relief. So it might be good to have a consultation at least to let them check it out. Either that or an osteopathic physician. Either one. Both of those are really good. I mean, it would give a fresh approach to what you're dealing with because there's so many variables with migraines. You can have, you know, nutritional deficiencies or whatnot, but a lot of times it can be structural. So check that out and keep me posted. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.